Hi there, this is Matthew Mayer, and this is going to be the first QuickRegister.net SEO Marketing Tips podcast. I've been making my living online for well over 10 years, and I feel like I know next to nothing. When I see all the brilliant people out there online, the fantastic blogs, all the great things you could learn, it just blows me away, and I feel like I'm far behind. And so, even though I've done really well online, I still feel that I need to work my way up the food chain, that I have a lot to learn. And one of the purposes of this blog is just to get in there, start doing things, and learn by doing it. I'm going to be sharing my experiences with you. So whether you're further behind me or further ahead of me or right with me, I think we can all learn a lot, because everything I'm going to be doing is based on experience. It's going to be based on what works. And I'm going to try to take out all the fluff, all the hype, and get right down to it. So, okay, I recently wrote a blog post. It was 5 tips on how to get your visitors to turn into sales, how to convert your visitors into sales. And I have submitted well over 2,000 ads with my classified ad submission service. It's a really popular service. I do it every single day. And I get to see everybody's ads. And the big mistake that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people make. I'm almost shocked when someone doesn't make the mistake, okay? But the big mistake that people make is they simply do not offer their visitors a great deal. It's unbelievable. You should look at your website and say, would I buy this? Would I subscribe to this newsletter? How is this different from the thousands of other ads out there? And I think what happens, and it happens to me, is that we are lazy. We want to make money yesterday. We want to get this ad out in front of people right now. And I understand that. But you are completely wasting your money if you spend money on sending traffic to an inferior landing page or to an offer that just really doesn't offer anything. So this is what you do. Take some time. It's time well spent. And look at what your website is saying and say, would I buy this? If you're selling something, say, hey, would I buy this? And then rack your brain to think of, how can I add value to this offer? What can I do that my competitors aren't doing? What can I do to make this a great deal for my customers? It's very basic. There's a lot of noise out there online, especially when you're doing classified ad marketing. You can look at all the ads out there. A lot of them are saying the exact same thing. How do you stand out? You stand out by offering overwhelming value. So take your time and rack your brain thinking, hey, what can I offer? Now, what are some things you can offer? You can offer more service. Be willing to talk to your customers. Put a phone number on your website and say, hey, I'll talk to you. I'll help you personally. Personal service is a way little guys can beat big guys. If you're willing to get belly-belly with your customer, listen to him, find out what he wants, and give him that personalized service that he's looking for, you're going to go with you over even someone who has a much bigger website, a much bigger profile, a much bigger company, because people like to be treated as individuals. Now, you can offer a better price. You can offer bonuses. What if you're promoting one of these programs that I see a lot of, work-at-home programs? Beginners generally get started a lot with those. That's fine. I consider them more as a learning experience than anything else. People who stick with internet marketing eventually move away from those type of offers. But say you are promoting one of those, okay, and you're into it. What are you going to offer that's different than everyone else in that group? Are you just slapping up the same landing page that everyone else is and sending traffic to it and expecting to make a bunch of money overnight? Okay, those people who told you you're going to make money overnight by doing nothing, they lied, okay? It's just not true. That's what we call a lotto mentality. Okay, and if there's a big difference between being a marketer and having the lotto mentality. If you have the lotto mentality, you're really just basically like buying a lottery ticket and expecting money to come in. You've got very, very little chance of that happening. A marketer tries to understand his customer, tries to offer value to his customer and tries to solve his customer's problems and get that message out to his potential customers that he can solve those problems and is willing to learn and to work. And that's what we're talking about here. So the first tip I suggest that you spend a lot of time on, your most time, is offering value to your customers. Offer your customers just a great deal. You should look at your page and say, wow, people would be crazy not to buy this. Look what I'm doing for them. Look at your competitors and do better than they are. Take the time to do that. Now, when you're talking about classified ad marketing, the first thing that people are going to see is not your ad, it's your title. So you need to catch your visitors' attention with titles that compel the reader to take action. Okay, with your classified ad, you want people to do one thing. You don't want to try to get people to do more than one thing. Maybe it's to call you. Maybe it's to visit your website. Okay, maybe it's to come over and have dinner with you. Okay, you're lonely. Whatever. But in that title, you have to catch your reader's attention. Go to Backpage.com. Go to Craigslist.com or .org.com, whatever. Go to these popular classified ad sites. Go to your section and look at all the other ads. Which ones capture your attention? Which titles capture your attention? Well, if they captured your attention, maybe they'll capture your prospect's attention. Take the titles, modify them, make them your own, learn from them, but take your time with your titles. It makes a huge difference because people are perusing the classified ad areas, and the first thing they see are those titles. So if your title jumps out at them and it offers something really interesting and different, they're much more likely to click on it and see your ad copy, which we're going to talk about next. Now, say you are in, again, this work-at-home business type of thing, and everyone's saying, make $1 million tomorrow by doing nothing. Okay. Well, we all know that's not true. Okay. So, and everyone looking at that pretty much knows it's not true. So maybe you could start by being truthful. You could put something like, you know, I didn't make that much money, but I'm, you know, making like $30 a day at this, and it's really not too bad. If you want to learn what I'm doing, that's okay. You know, check it out. Something, another angle is what I'm saying. Be different than everyone else. You want to offer something real, offer something that stands out, and offer something that will compel your visitor to click and see the ad. And one great thing to do is to study other people's ads and see what works and what is working for them, what entices you to click their ads. Okay, the third tip is that the entire focus of the body of your ad should be to get the visitor to take one specific action. We've all heard the expression that you've chased two rabbits at the same time, you don't get any rabbit. Okay? You have to be focused. You want a short, punchy ad with a few bullet points, and then you want to tell your visitor what to do. You got to know what you want them to do. Do you want them to email you? Do you want them to visit your site? Do you want them to call you? Your entire ad should be telling them what you want them to do and why they should do it. You should have real reasons why they should take the specific action that you're asking them to take. You do not want to sell your whole offer in the ad. The body of the ad should be have a few bullet points, should be short and punchy, and should specifically tell people what you want them to do and just focus on one thing that you want them to do. Don't tell them, don't confuse them. You have to keep it very simple and make your bullet points compelling. Think about it, just like the titles. Think about those titles. Make sure they're compelling. Then once they get to the ad body, make sure that's compelling, short, punchy, focused. Now, the next point. You absolutely have to have a call to action. Okay, but that goes along with what I was just saying. Okay, you want to focus on what you want them to do, and then you actually have to tell them what to do. All right, you actually have to say, click here to visit my website. It seems so elemental, but a lot of people don't assume they're going to do it. Don't assume they're going to do it. Okay? Tell them what you want to do, and they'll do it. Now, once you've enticed them to read your ad, once you have got them to come to your website, let's say that's what you want them to do, then you have to do something else that nobody is doing. Well, I won't say nobody's doing. Some people are doing, but very, very few people are doing. Let me ask you something. Would you be more likely to buy a product or service after you heard about it 10 times or after you heard about it one time? You're more likely to buy a product or service, if you're interested in it, after you've heard about it 10 times, after you heard about it over and over, after you've been exposed to it many times. That is why you absolutely must follow up with your customers. On my websites, I have autoresponders set up. I have email subscription forms set up. And it's more important to me that people sign up for my newsletter than they actually go and buy my service. Why? Because I get to follow up with them over and over again, telling them how great my service or services are. That subscriber is worth more than just one sale. So you have to think a little bit more longer term. You have to have an autoresponder system set up. Now, this podcast, I'm not going to go into exactly what autoresponders are. You can look that up, but I may be doing future podcasts on that. Get yourself an autoresponder. They're out there. Look it up. Put newsletter subscription forms on your website and get people to subscribe to your newsletter so that your autoresponder can follow up with timed emails telling people all the benefits of your products and services. Because think about it. The last time you bought something, did you just see the website and buy it? No. You probably wanted to talk to the person who you were going to buy the product from. You probably wanted to ask some questions. You need to be reassured. You need to have several exposures to that product. Okay? And this gets to that mentality of make money now, do nothing. Okay, we're out of that here. It's not about make money now, do nothing. You got to do something, and it's not going to be right now. It's going to be later. So you have to think a little bit more longer term. It's very important. So if you have, let's say, 7 messages in your autoresponder system, when people subscribe to your newsletter, they're going to get these time messages, and most people will buy after about the 7th message. And I have my messages set up to go about 4 days apart, so that's a whole month. So to me, you know, if people subscribe and then you make the sale a month later, you're right on schedule, okay? Most people don't want to think that. They just want to send it to a landing page that makes sales right now, and then that's it. But the problem with that mentality is that you only have one shot at the customer, okay? You want multiple shots at this customer. And that's what an autoresponder system will do for you. So those are just some basic points. If you could just take some time and really think about your product itself. Okay, think about your product itself and make sure you're offering the best possible deal for people. Make sure your titles are catchy and grab people's attention. Make sure the focus of your ad is focused on one action that you want people to take and why they should take it. And then follow up with your customers. If you follow these tips, I guarantee you will see better success. It's worked for me. There's times I've sent out offers on my newsletter and I didn't get hardly any response. And then I sent a completely different offer and wow, all these people showed up. Why? Because I was touching on what they wanted to hear. See, my title enticed them. To read my email. Probably the other titles didn't entice them to do so. So that was a real lesson for me. So I hope these tips have helped you. You can check out my blog at quickregister.net for more tips like this. If you like this podcast, you know, I'd love to hear your comments. You can share it on social media, and hopefully we can get a good dialogue going. Thank you very much.